Imagine you're looking to buy your first home, but every time you find a promising listing, you're outbid by a corporation with deep pockets. It's a frustrating reality for many aspiring homeowners across the country. With corporations buying up single-family homes to rent out, the dream of home ownership is slipping out of reach for so many people. Is this a fair practice, or should there be restrictions? Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is, corporations should never be allowed to purchase single-family homes with the intent to rent them out in residential neighborhoods, and comes from the economics category in our full-size Essentials Collection deck. Let's dig in. Over the past few decades, investment firms, real estate trusts, and other large entities have increasingly turned to residential real estate as a profitable investment. Companies like Invitation Homes or Blackstone have been acquiring single-family properties across the country, especially in the fast-growing Sun Belt market like Phoenix and Atlanta, where more than one-third of homes on the market are now being purchased by private equity firms or dedicated single-family rental companies. In addition to these corporations, real estate companies like Redfin and Opendoor have also been actively purchasing single-family homes. They use technology to identify undervalued properties, purchase them for cash, renovate, and resell at a profit. Similar to all these home renovation shows and home flippers you've seen on HGTV, but done by these real estate companies instead. While this can benefit the sellers who receive all cash offers, it limits the options available to buyers relying on traditional financing and significantly reduces the number of homes available to families and first-time home buyers. The issue of corporate ownership of single-family homes touches on fundamental aspects of the American way of life: home ownership, community, and the balance of power between corporations and individuals. Historically, home ownership has been a cornerstone of the American dream, representing stability, investment in one's future, and a sense of community. With housing affordability becoming a critical issue in many cities, the debate explores consequences of corporate influence in residential real estate and whether protecting the rights of individual homebuyers should take precedence over corporate profit-making. Stick around to the end for one more fun thought experiment that came out of researching this topic. Now, let's debate. Agree. Corporations should never be allowed to purchase single-family homes with the intent to rent them out in residential neighborhoods. Corporate purchases drive up housing prices, making it harder for individuals, especially first-time homebuyers, to afford homes. When corporations buy homes in bulk, they can manipulate market prices, reducing the supply available to families and individuals. Restricting corporate ownership would help maintain housing affordability, ensuring that more people can achieve the dream of homeownership. A study by the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta found that corporate ownership can increase property values in a neighborhood, potentially pricing out local buyers. Neighborhoods are more than just a collection of houses. They are communities built on relationships and stability. Corporations owning large numbers of rental properties can lead to a transient rental population. This turnover can undermine the sense of community and stability that comes with buying a house and being there for years and years and years. Homeowners are generally more invested in the upkeep of their property and the well-being of their community. They're contributing to safer, more cohesive neighborhoods, while large corporations may not be as invested in maintaining the properties, leading to neglected houses, declining property values, and a decrease in overall neighborhood pride. Allowing corporations to dominate the housing market makes wealth inequality worse. Wealthy investors and large corporations can amass significant real estate portfolios, leaving ordinary individuals like you and me struggling to find affordable housing. This concentration of property ownership can lead to a situation where a very few number of entities control a large number of the housing market, reducing opportunities for individuals to build personal wealth through property ownership. A report from the National Association of Realtors highlighted that home ownership is a primary way for American families to build wealth and economic stability over time. Disagree. Corporations should not be restricted from purchasing single-family homes with the intent to rent them out. Corporations can help meet the demand for rental properties, especially in cities where renting is often way more practical than buying. By purchasing and maintaining rental homes, corporations provide housing options for people who are not ready or able to buy a home, including young professionals, low-income families, and those who prefer the flexibility of renting. A national rental housing survey found that a significant portion of the population prefers renting for its flexibility and lower financial burden. Whether we want to admit it or not, corporate landlords often have more resources available to maintain the properties at a higher standard, ensuring that rental homes are safe, well-maintained, and compliant with local regulations. This can lead to better quality housing than an individual might be able to provide. Professional property management can also provide more consistent and reliable service to the tenants, improving their overall living experience. Restricting corporations from purchasing homes or purchasing anything goes against the free market principles that this country is founded on. We want minimal government intervention in the economy. Allowing corporations to buy and rent out homes contributes to economic growth by stimulating investment and creating jobs in real estate, construction, property management. And by limiting corporations from participating in the housing market, we could stifle innovation and economic opportunities that arise from a dynamic and more competitive real estate market. Now, let's explore some rebuttals. One possible rebuttal to the first agree point on protecting housing affordability and accessibility is, while corporate purchases can impact housing prices, they're not the sole cause of rising costs. Factors such as low housing inventory, high demand, and regulatory restrictions play significant roles. Addressing these issues through comprehensive housing policies could be way more effective than outright bans on corporate purchases. For the second disagree point about professional property management, you could argue, larger corporations often prioritize maximizing profits over tenant satisfaction. This could lead to cutting corners on repairs and maintenance, ultimately harming the quality of life for the renters in the long run. Recent legislative efforts in various states and cities are addressing the issue of corporate ownership of single-family homes. For example, St. Paul, Minnesota implemented a policy that requires corporations to hold on to rental properties for at least 3 years to avoid quick flips and encourage longer-term investment in the local community. Interested in delving deeper into this topic? When playing dinner table debates at home, the agree side gets to define the debate, setting the terms and context for a dynamic conversation. If you're discussing the topic, corporations should never be allowed to purchase single-family homes with the intent to rent them out in residential neighborhoods, here are a few different angles agree might explore. 1. Corporations should never be allowed to buy single-family homes in low-income neighborhoods. Would restricting corporate purchases in economically disadvantaged areas protect affordable housing for local families? How might this rule impact community stability and access to housing for those who need it most? 2, corporations should never be allowed to purchase single-family homes regardless of their intent. Should there just be a broader ban on corporate ownership of single-family homes, meaning only individuals and families could purchase homes? How might this approach affect the housing market? And 3, a fun final thought experiment inspired by this topic, eliminate landlords. In the magazine Wired, they reported a popular city building simulation game called Cities Skylines 2 recently tried an unconventional approach to the housing crisis. In the game's update, virtual landlords were removed entirely. That's right, they disallowed landlording. Instead of having one person in charge of a building, everyone who lived there shared the responsibility. They paid rent based on how much money they made, and they all chipped in to keep the place running. It turns out, it actually worked pretty well. People were happier, and the city was better off. While this was a virtual experiment, it does show us there might be other ways to do things besides typical landlord-tenant setup. Where do you stand on this concept? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many others by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic. This means you might be debating for something you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok accounts at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.